This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Seven and a half to the hour on the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer Horn is here. Victoria Keelan is here. Kara off today. A young gentleman named Adam at the controls, pulling all the pieces of our audio extravaganza together here. And then there is the important work of telling you what's going on, the facts, what you need to know. This Brexit thing, Jennifer. There are a lot of opposition parties. There are a lot of, you know, in England, they don't do things. Europe, generally speaking, and actually around the rest of the world, there are very few countries who have the same kind of government that we do. Most of the Western European countries have the same sort of government as does England. France does, Italy does, Spain not so much. But anyway, so there are a number of opposition parties, not just two-party system. And so that's proving to be almost the undoing of the Brexit deal or no deal. I'm not even sure that I understand what's going on. I'm not a fan of this guy Boris Johnson to begin with. I think he's a knucklehead.
I like him.
But that's just from
I know that surprises you.
Outside. Yeah, no, it doesn't. Well, you and I
Why
often
do you
agree
like him, though?
On things.
I don't know. I think he's kind of wild. I think if anybody's going to do Brexit, it's probably going to be him. And he's a little out of the box. And there's proof in that in our trending story this hour. He is a, if you don't know, British Prime Minister is Boris Johnson, newly in place after Theresa May made her exit a few weeks ago. He's been tasked with getting Brexit done by October. And he's asked the Queen, Queen Elizabeth II, to temporarily suspend Parliament in order to prevent lawmakers from pushing through new legislation on a so-called no-deal Brexit. In a letter that he wrote to lawmakers, Johnson said, quote, he spoke to Her Majesty, the Queen, to request an end to the current parliamentary session. He said, an integral feature to the legislative program will be the introduction of a bill to leave the European Union and to secure its passage before October 31st. He confirmed reports that he would hold the Queen's speech, normally a formality that outlines the legislative agenda, on October 14th. Since Parliament is normally suspended before the speech, the decision means opposition lawmakers would be unlikely to have enough time to pass laws that would block the United Kingdom's exit from the European Union on October 31st without a negotiated deal. He said, as always, my door is open to all colleagues should you wish to discuss this or any other matter. The lawmakers, like the Liberal Democrat leader Joe Swinson, said that the move is dangerous and an unacceptable course of action that would be an act of cowardice from Boris Johnson. John Bercow, who's the Speaker of the House of Commons, called it a constitutional outrage and said he wasn't told in advance of Johnson's decision. Shutting down Parliament, he said, would be an offense against the democratic process and the rights of parliamentarians as the people's elected representative. I think the argument made by Nigel Farage and other supporters of Boris Johnson said that the move would make a no-confidence motion in Johnson certain, adding that a general election is more likely and is seen as a positive move by Brexiters. So they're looking at moving forward on this. They don't want to give the opposition more time to disrupt the process because they're facing the deadline on October 31st, and the argument is the voters already voted for Brexit. Now they actually have to execute it by that timeline. So
the voters don't want Brexit anymore.
Yeah.
You can't
redo elections. There's a lot of things that we vote for that we change our minds.
Essentially, he's taking a dictator role here, and he wants no opposition whatsoever because there are the four other major parties are already trying to come up with. They still need a deal. They want a deal. He doesn't care. He says a no deal Brexit's fine with him because he doesn't care about Ireland. And so, but there are leaked government documents that already have shown that food and medicine and fuel will all be on short supply. The British economy is going to take a huge hit. There's going to be backups at ports of entry.
Well, one of the things.
If they don't have all this worked out, this guy is just plowing through like a bull in a china shop.
One would
I get why you like
him.
It's very Trumpian, though.
the economy in England is very dependent on Europe, and Europe is very dependent on England. That's why the whole idea of the European Union made sense. That's why they got together in the first place. Unexpected consequences, like the mauling of Europe by all these people from the Middle East who have come out of Syria and up through Turkey and Greece and in Germany, and then they have matriculated over to England and made a mess out of life for a lot of people in London especially, but the Midlands, the industrial cities, Birmingham, Manchester, they've had a really horrible time with all these people coming in like
people
hands out of
people forget. That's why they voted for Brexit, because of national security issues. And
well,
the
but
European
they haven't
Union
fixed the national security.
Yeah, they haven't
changed anything.
Well, that's the problem of the European Union. The European Union should have tried to offer a solution. They didn't. They still are an
but
open border system.
But this doesn't solve anything. This will
sure does when you can support
no,
borders
No, it doesn't,
again.
Jennifer. It doesn't. It craters
you're gonna wreck the entire economy.
And then that is going to affect the world economy.
Yeah.
And we already have rumors.
I think the world is already working on trade deals with the United Kingdom, though. I mean, we already saw Trump and Boris Johnson agree to a trade deal once Brexit happens. I don't think it's going to be the hit to the economy that you guys think it will be.
Well, I think that Trump went out of his way. I saw the fellow the other day that I had seen a month or so ago, who was the trade negotiator for Trump, who told me what was going on in England and how the deal had been made to keep England from falling apart. But that's why Trump isn't out. Who knows what happens when Trump isn't in office and how things can change that way. It hasn't all been fleshed out.
None of this addresses Ireland. So Boris Johnson is just, you know, he just wants to get it done and that's it. And he doesn't care what the consequences are. And he's made that very clear.
In a moment, I'm going to remember something. I'll probably have a tear or two. And this is not about dogs. It's just about a gentleman, and he was a gentleman who was one of the real. We talk about heroes, and we kind of have diluted the meaning of the word hero. This guy was a hero, and I'm going to tell you his story after this.
I was in the United States Army for 12 years, and if we had a stressful time, he'd say, hey, let's go smoke a cigarette. The further I got away from the military, being in corporate environments and it not being as prevalent, being around smokers, I would become the odd man out. The first time I actually tried Juul, I was surprised at how similar it was to a cigarette.
Chris made the switch in 2018. To make the switch, visit JUUL.com. Juul Labs compensated this individual for the time and expenses in providing this testimonial. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Phil, Susan, you guys look amazing. What's the secret? Our new Sleep Number 360 smart bed. He chooses the comfort on his side, I choose mine. We feel great. Can it help keep you asleep? Yes, it senses our movements and adjusts to keep us both comfortable all night. I don't think it's a secret anymore.
It's the biggest sale of the year and the last chance to save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 limited edition smart bed. Plus special financing ends Monday. To find your local Sleep Number store, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Honey, I just switched the family to Boost Mobile, and we got so much more.
Awesome. Like what?
We got 4 free LG Stylo 5 phones for the whole family. 4 lines for just $25 per line per month with unlimited gigs. I smashed up the car a bit. And they have a super reliable, super fast nationwide network.
Whoa, 4 free LG... Wait, back up. Did you just say you...
4 free LG Stylo 5 phones? Yep.
No. Something about the car?
Oh, you mean Boost super reliable, super fast network.
Before that, the car smashing thing.
What, the smashing deal we got? 4 lines for just $25 per line per month?
No. Between the 4 lines for $25 per line per month and the unlimited gigs part, you said I smashed up the car a bit.
I did. It's completely smashed. We need a new vehicle. But 4 free phones.
Boost Mobile, the switch that gives you more. Offer ends 9/16/19 or while supplies last. Requires 1 port from eligible carrier and activation. 1 free device per line. Includes mobile optimized data. Additional terms and restrictions apply. Offers and coverage not available everywhere. See BoostMobile.com or retailer for full details.
Message and data rates may apply.
What if there were a top-ranked business degree that gave you access to world-renowned faculty, leaders, and mentors, but on your schedule? The W.P. Carey School of Business at Arizona State University is now accepting high-quality applicants for its MBA and Business Analytics Master's degree programs offered 100% online. Learn more about the top-ranked W.P. Carey business degrees online. Text RANK to 79645. Again, that's RANK to 79645.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project, and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app. HomeAdvisor.
Almost 70 and a half the hour on the DJV program. Excuse me for a minute.
How you doing? Are you breathing?
Well, I'm having...
We need to call someone? Life alert? Anybody?
Issues. Well, this whole business, we're back into the ragweed season.
Yeah.
And as it was in the spring, with all of the phlegm and the yuckabunga in the air and... things, I'm backed into that now, and so I have to clear the decks, if you know what I mean.
I've been sneezing a little myself these days. We had a fire. I don't even think I told you guys about this, but there was a local fire in Los Angeles that was also wrecking havoc on people's allergies.
Oh, yeah. So there was a situation that existed in the summer of 1989 that captured the imagination of pretty much the entire country. There's a flight. Well, I mean, this is no news here. United Airlines has a hub in Denver, has a hub in Chicago, and has a hub in Seattle. And so they have bases in each of those cities. And in Seattle, the chief pilot was a guy named Al Haynes, who didn't like sitting at a desk. So he chose to fly. He had three times a week. He flew from Seattle to Denver to Chicago and back again. And he flew a DC-10. He was coach of a softball league at a little farm. I came to know the guy only after he became famous. He was not interested in being famous, but he became famous because he saved the lives of 184 people.
Wow.
He was the pilot of, and I'm sad because this guy was a very, he epitomized for me, in my conversations with him, what a real American hero is all about. We've got some audio, and I'm going to play a little bit of, those of you who are over the age of 30 will remember this. I don't know if you do or not, Victoria. Jennifer, you certainly
this
would.
Is not sounding familiar, but okay.
There was this flight on its way from Denver, the Denver leg to Chicago. There was a DC-10 tri-engine. The upper engine exploded, and with it went all of the controls of the plane. The hydraulics blew out. The engine just blew up and took the back end of the tail of the plane off.
Wow.
So he was flying the plane with a co-pilot and an instructor pilot who happened to be on the flight. And between the three of them, they were able to control the plane to get it to the ground. It was 40 minutes after the DC-10 had the engine explode that the plane actually got to the ground. And there is, you can't go anywhere today because he passed away yesterday. You look anywhere online, just Google Al Haynes, and you see video of that plane landing basically in a cornfield. It was supposed to, it went down to Sioux City Airport, Sioux City, Iowa, but and ended up in a cornfield. And the plane exploded when it got to the plane tilted, and the wing came off, and the plane spun around, and so 112 people were killed. The plane was full, but 184 people lived. Had it not been for Haynes, they all would have died. He figured out how any normal situation, normal abnormal situation like that, the plane would have crashed in 15 minutes after this event happened. This guy figured out how to fly the plane without any controls. You figure in the day we're in today when planes fly themselves, he actually was a pilot. And so he passed away yesterday, and he had that on my mind. I'm going to talk more about that later on, but it's just something on my mind today. 21 after the hour.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Did I hear coming
on a winter night in Webb County, Texas, on the north bank of the mighty Rio Grande.
So this is Tanya Tucker's music. Music time on the DJV program, 24 after the hour, with Jennifer and Victoria. And you are listening to one of her songs. At the end of her music video for the Wheels of Laredo is a message of support for Redemption Road Rescue, which is an organization that cares for neglected horses. She says, quote, "It all started when my stylist was doing my hair. She showed me this horse, the grandson of Seattle Slough, and they had starved him. And I said, find out where that horse is right now. It made me so angry. Then I thought, no, anger's not enough. I got to do something about this. So I called the people at Redemption Road Rescue, happened to be in Jackson, Tennessee, of all places. And the other place that I recently became involved with is Colorado State University of Veterinary Medicine in Fort Collins. I happened to be there visiting friends on the way to California, and my dog Kona, Golden Retriever, would have died because he had cancer in his heart, but they took him in, saved his life. The number one cardiologist in veterinary medicine who was having to be in Fort Collins. I said, I want to do something to help you. Because they're all volunteers, the work that they do is unbelievable. So I went to work for them, and I'm still going to work for them. She says her 14-year-old Chihuahua will be heading to the vets at Fort Collins soon for an MRI to assess why he keeps having seizures, something most Chihuahuas deal with throughout their lives. She's out promoting a new album, too, at the moment while I'm living. Tanya's also raising awareness and money for both Redemption Road Rescue and Colorado State Veterinary School. So, it's something. Consciousness, folks.
I love that she's adding in the animals. You know, we're all animal lovers here, so I love that.
Yeah. All right, next up musically here, about 26 after the hour, John Prine, Brian Wilson are set for the Songwriters Festival, the 2020 Songwriters Festival. The 30A Songwriter Festival will return to the Panhandle of Florida January 17th next year. All-star group of artists set to perform. Among them are John Prine, Brian Wilson, the Indigo Girls, and Tanya Tucker. put all of this stuff together.
That's a fun kind of random lineup.
A good lineup.
Yeah, it is kind of a random. It is, right. Why is it called the 38 Songwriters Fest? What's the significance of 38?
I've never heard of it. I don't know. But apparently, yeah, they've been getting some pretty big names.
They got 200 artists who are going to be on tap during this four-day festival weekend, spread across 30 venues bordering the Gulf of Mexico. So this is the big deal. Brian Wilson will bring his nine-piece band to perform some of the Beach Boy classics. Brian will have his own band backing him on his catalog of songs. And meanwhile, the Indigo Girls are going to give a preview of an upcoming studio album. And Tanya Tucker, from whom we just heard, is going to take a victory lap to celebrate the recently released While I'm Living that we were talking about. So let's see, who else is on the bill of fare here? Confirmed to perform during the weekend. Peter Noon from Herman's Hermits, Dan Wilson, Todd Snyder, Elizabeth Cook, Nikki Lane, Matthew Sweet, Hayes Carl, Robin Hitchcock, Robert Ellis, Johnny Fritz, and the Secret Sisters. Well, of that group, I know one person.
Peter Noon?
Peter Noon, yep. Other than that, I don't know who these other people are, but this is something been going on for 11 years. The 38 Songwriter Festival, featuring some of the world's most beloved composers over the years. Jason Isbell's been there, Brandi Carlile, Patti Griffin, Emmylou Harris. So if you're interested in weekend passes for this thing, they're currently on sale with a range of VIP upgrades also available. I'm guessing it'll be at 38songwriterfestival.com. That's that story. At 28 after, you're listening to the DJV program. Left us alone.
Hey, people at my friend's company got blackmail emails.
Yeah, it's a popular type of spear phishing attack.
Wow, that sounds serious.
It is. Scammers claim to have compromising information, like a video, and threaten to share it with their contact list, unless the victim pays a ransom.
What if they target someone at our company?
We're secured. Barracuda Sentinel uses artificial intelligence to block spear phishing attacks, including blackmail emails.
Well, that's a relief.
Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda, your journey secured.
Before you sign the lease for your very own office, before you gave your 2 weeks' notice, before you asked your parents for a loan, before you worked nights and weekends, there was a business plan that you put to paper. Staples has what your business needs to get you from here to there, all at great prices every day. And now, a case of Staples copy paper is only $29.99. You save $24. Staples, here we get you there.
In-store only, ends 8/31/19. Valid on SKU 135-848. Limit 5 while supplies last.
If you don't know your numbers, you don't know your business.
Meet Evan Goldberg, founder of NetSuite.
I had to learn that the hard way with my first company. That's why I started NetSuite. I needed to see everything that was going on with my business in one place, so we built the world's first cloud business system. And after 20 years, over 16,000 companies run their businesses on NetSuite. Everything you need to keep growing is in one place. Financials, HR, commerce, customer info, and more. NetSuite gives you the visibility and control you need to make smart decisions and grow with confidence. That's why companies who use NetSuite grow 3 times faster than the S&P 500.
Find out the rest of Evan's story and get your free guide titled 7 Key Strategies to Grow Your Profits at netsuite.com/bigger. That's netsuite.com/bigger for your free guide, 7 Key Strategies to Grow Your Profits. Go right now to netsuite.com/bigger.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Hurricane Dorian crossed through the northern Caribbean, sparing the U.S. Virgin Islands and Puerto Rico. The power authority in Puerto Rico reports they didn't lose power during the storm. The storm is moving toward the southeastern U.S. Forecasters anticipate it will turn and hit Florida in the next few days. Richard Pasch with the National Hurricane Center says high winds could cause widespread damage.
It's headed northwest right now, which is not toward the Florida Peninsula, but we anticipate that it's going to turn to the west-northwest, which would then have it heading toward the Florida Peninsula.
Florida's governor has already declared a state of emergency. New York Senator Kirsten Gillibrand is the 6th Democrat to leave the 2020 presidential race. She made her announcement with a video on Twitter. She says she'll soon announce an endorsement of another Democratic candidate. This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm from everyone how much healthy I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text 211 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text 211 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's D-O-1-1 to 350350.
Four after the hour now on the DJV program. Your humble and obedient host, Doug Steffen, with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. Neither of them are particularly obedient, but I am, so at least you got that going for you.
You like us that way.
I like you the way you are. That's true. I like you both the way you are. It's funny, 85% of people say they think less of folks if they disagree with them. I don't understand that thinking, frankly.
I hate that thinking, actually. I disagree with that.
Is that a real statistic? That's very high.
I don't know. I just think...
That means you'd have to cut out 85% of people in your world.
Well,
but think about how many people shut people down now, right?
Yeah.
With the cancel culture, where it's like, if they don't agree with
especially
me,
listening
out.
To talk radio. I mean, come on.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of the talk radio
how do people function like that in real life? I never understand that.
I think that what we believe in here, what I believe in, and I believe you do as well, is to give the folks listening, the people listening, something of value. Before I want to give before I take. That's always been my way. People, when I'm, my Over the years, my therapists have said, when are you going to start taking care of yourself and putting yourself first? I've never done that. It isn't my style. I try to take care of myself and my family, but I've always put other people ahead of me for whatever the reason. It just happens to be the way I am. And I don't say that to sound like smug Joe or
Well, I think
somebody.
You put romantic partnerships ahead of yourself.
That's me.
I think you take care of yourself. I think, yeah.
I take care of myself, yeah. But I think of others first. At any rate.
Well, you're supposed to think of others.
Yeah, we're here to serve.
People let therapy get that kind of thinking out of them. It's okay to take other people into consideration.
I've been in therapy for a long time. Obviously, it hasn't worked. I wouldn't still be doing it, right? Or it hasn't worked
sure.
as well.
I can tell you, like a friend.
Right, exactly. Thank you. That's good, though. Minds are important to make sure of functionality, as are bodies. Your body needs to function well. Your mind needs to function well. And that's why I think it's good for us to have any kind of therapy. Physical therapy, mental therapy, it's good for you. Helps you out. Especially when you look forward and you see sort of the forecast. I was looking at the Farmer's Almanac yesterday. My God, what a horrible winter they're forecasting. Boy, am I...
Hightail
out of town fast.
I did hear that, yeah.
This is a big surprise. I wasn't reading the Farmer's Almanac yesterday, but I was listening to a news report that said the winter was expected to be a bad one.
Yeah, right. Oh, hooray. And so the precursor to winter is fall. Mm-hmm. And as the fall foliage season approaches, I wash my mouth out with soap. Usually about this time of year, end of August, beginning of September, there are certain types of trees that begin to change color a little bit, a little falling off here and there. I got a couple in my front yard. And it seems like yesterday we just had the leaves coming out of the trees. And around here it'll be till the end of October. So it'll be two more months before the leaves are gone. So maybe even the beginning of November. Depends on whether we have a lot of storms, wind blowing stuff around. But there is a fall foliage prediction you found, Victoria. What is it? What's it indicate? What's it show?
Yeah, AccuWeather does, apparently, and I, again, like Jen, I don't sit around reading these reports, but AccuWeather apparently does a highlights for the fall season and for fall foliage. And this year, it looks like if you are a fall foliage fan, and say that fast, and you head anywhere north, whether it's New England, upper Midwest, wherever you can, you know, see some really nice foliage, you're going to be in for a pretty big disappointment. All of New England is going to stay very, very warm. It's actually going to be a lot warmer through the fall than it has in the last several years.
Good for ice cream business.
It is. If you're in the mid-Atlantic states, you're going to also see lots of warm weather. The actual direct quote, which I am not opposed to, from AccuWeather, says that people will be sitting on the beach for a much longer duration this year compared to others.
I'm happy to have a late frost on the farm. That's good.
Yeah. So September and October are going to be very warm if you are anywhere really up and down all of the East Coast. Now, when you get to the Southeast, it's going to be wet. Lots of flooding, lots of rain. It will be warm, though. If you're in the Southwest, also, you're going to get more rain than typical. And if you're in Southern California, you're also going to get some more rain, Jen, than you probably are used to in the September-October season. And
the hottest season of the year in Southern California is September and October.
Well, it's going to be probably even worse, but it looks like a lot more rain will be expected. Now, if you're in Northern California, all the way up through Washington and Oregon, that's going to be a drought up there, and there are increased risk of fires, which we've been through in the last few years.
Northwest.
Not great. So that's if you're up in the northwest part there, the Pacific Northwest, I'm sure there are going to be lots of different things, you know, trying to prevent forest fires and brush fires from happening. But it looks like those conditions will be pretty ripe for that. And the downside, though, is tourism. Tourism, you don't really think about it because you think of just fall foliage. But a lot of people have destination vacations in the fall planned around fall foliage.
Leaf peepers, they call them.
That's exactly it. Leaf peepers. Yes, I didn't know if you would know that term, but yes, leaf peepers.
Leaf peepers.
And leaf peepers are going to be in for, unfortunately, they're going to be in for a really bland season. So they say that Airbnb, which a lot of people now, Airbnb shares their stats for vacation planning, much like Expedia and Travelocity and other sites do. They say that they've seen cancellations happening in places that traditionally are very great spots for leaf peeping. So not going to be good for
the bus companies, the tour companies. Let me expand on something for a minute. You're talking about travel and stuff. I had an experience yesterday that I wanted to relate to you because I think it says something about the way we plan our trips. I'm not someone who takes long trips, although the last couple of years I've taken some, and actually I want to take more of them and probably will this winter. But my son's getting married October 13th, and I'm going to have a place. I'm sort of negotiating for a little place in Santa Monica for the winter, but I probably won't have it by the time his wedding comes around October 13th. So I made arrangements at a hotel that I have stayed in and I like. And they actually, because of what I suggested to Brendan, they made it their sort of official hotel for the wedding parties to go and supposedly get a deal. So Brendan reminded me that I hadn't made my reservation yesterday, so I called and asked for what the rate would be. And the lady said it's $1,282 for the 4 days. And I thought, gee, that's kind of expensive. So I went online. And I went to Best Hotels or something. I went through the American site, but it's Book a Hotel. That's what it was. BookAHotel.com.
There's so guess many how now, yeah.
Yeah. Guess how much I got the same room for.
$832. Yeah.
So the wedding special deal was $1,282, and booking it online without any connection to anybody was $832.
Don't they give you the discount like off of their rack rate, so like their full price for the room? That's what the discount actually comes off of
maybe
for wedding parties.
Yeah. But my only reason for telling you that is that perhaps if you have, engagements or things that you want to go to, I would check both of them. Yes, that would be.
I know they love to say, "Oh, just call us direct for the best rate," and I've never gotten the best rate from that ever.
No, baloney. I want to shout out to Bernie Sanders, of whom
shout
I am
out.
Not a fan. Do that again, Jennifer.
Shout out.
Shout out. He has made as part of his platform a suggestion that corporate mergers and acquisitions in the media be sort of put on hold, which I think is a very good idea.
Are there any left?
Well,
I think Bernie's
a
little late.
The prices that we're paying for services that we're getting is ridiculous because, first of all, we're not getting any service. The prices keep going up. And he can thank his buddy Ed Malarkey, who was the senator. His name is Ed Markey. He was a congressman, chairman of the House Committee on Telecommunications in 1996 when that bill was passed that changed everything, radio ownership, number of stations you could own, who controlled telecommunications, that is the phone companies, and it all changed. And everybody bought out everybody else, and so we have what we have right now, which is a ridiculous, really ridiculous scenario. By the way, Malarkey is being challenged by Kennedy, Joe Kennedy. Did you see that?
It's not official, but he's thinking about it.
And he'll beat him because people don't like Malarkey. He's full of it, and he's full of himself, and it's time he took a hike. And I've never been a big fan of the Kennedys, but I'd vote for this guy in 2 seconds over Malarkey.
Now, who is he in the Kennedy line?
He's a grandson
of
John. Joe,
Joe's son, right?
Yeah, Joe's son. Yeah.
And so, he's the one that gave the Democrats' response to the State of the Union, so you knew he was up to something after.
Yeah, right. He's moving the nose.
Oh, so he doesn't have a current position?
No.
Was he a representative?
He's a state rep, yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
state rep.
I think state rep here, yeah. All right, 45 after the hour, it's the DJV program.
Technology Truth, brought to you by GEICO.
Technology Truth.
Truth. Teenagers can communicate entirely in emojis.
How was the birthday party? Pizza slice, kitten, soccer ball, pineapple?
Truth. It's so easy to switch and save on car insurance at GEICO.com.
What are you talking about? Paperclip, shoulder shrug, high five, wizard hat? What?
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project, and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app. HomeAdvisor.
Honey, I just switched the family to Boost Mobile, and we got so much more.
Awesome. Like what?
We got four free LG Stylo 5 phones for the whole family. Four lines for just $25 per line per month with unlimited gigs. I smashed up the car a bit. And they have a super reliable, super fast nationwide network.
Whoa, four free LG... Wait, back up. Did you just say you...
Four free LG Stylo 5 phones? Yep.
No, no. Something about the car?
Oh, you mean Boost super reliable, super fast network.
Before that, the car smashing thing.
What? The smashing deal we got? Four lines for just $25 per line per month?
No. Between the four lines for $25 per line per month and the unlimited gigs part, you said I smashed up the car a bit.
I did. It's completely smashed. We need a new vehicle. But four free phones.
Boost Mobile, the switch that gives you more. Offer ends 9/16/19 or while supplies last. Requires one port from eligible carrier and activation. One free device per line. Includes mobile optimized data. Additional terms and restrictions apply. Offers and coverage not available everywhere. See BoostMobile.com or retailer for full details.
Over the years, automakers have spent a lot of time talking about the future. At Kia, they don't sit around dreaming of a better tomorrow because they already made it so that you can have it today. Introducing Kia's lineup of electrified Niro SUVs, the hybrid, the plug-in, and the electric, with an EPA estimated range of 239 miles. Because the future is just the future until we make something of it. Kia, give it everything. 239-mile EPA estimated range on a full charge. Actual range may vary. Niro EV is in select retailers and select markets with limited availability. The big news from Subaru is the three-row Ascent. It's the biggest SUV from Subaru ever. There's room for seven or eight passengers with a choice of second-row captain's chairs or bench seating. It'll tow up to 5,000 pounds. It has interior space you need for your whole crew. And it gets you where you want to go with the safety of a Subaru, including standard symmetrical all-wheel drive. The three-row Subaru Ascent. Love is now bigger than ever. Maximum towing capacity varies by trim level, and trailer brakes may be required. See your retailer for details.
United States Navy veteran Jack Holder talks about the attack on Pearl Harbor and what was going through his mind as he laid in a ditch avoiding Japanese aircraft.
I'm not sure how long we were in the ditch, but as I sat there, I've been asked, you know, what my thoughts were at that time, and I guess my most vivid memory is, God, please don't let me die in this ditch.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
DJV program, the attorneys general in a number of states, settlement negotiations with the Purdue Pharma folks. You know, the story, this is the ongoing story of OxyContin. How many of us here have ever taken, this is a painkiller, and the reason for the problem with the opioids. Anybody here taken OxyContin?
Nope. No. My uncle did, though, when he was dying of cancer, but, you know, we let it go.
I was given it.
Obviously.
I was given it after dental work, and I threw it out.
Me too.
Yep.
I didn't. I was given the prescription, I told the lady, I'm not taking that stuff. You're asking for it. So, but there is this is going to be a multi-billion-dollar thing. I wonder if it'll put Purdue Pharma out of business. Sometimes these things do. Remember, who was it? Well, it was the Pacific Gas and Electric. Last time one of these multi-billion-dollar settlements came down the pike, they just declared bankruptcy. And then in the case of PG&E, the state of California steps in. No state's going to step in here, so it could be the end of the line for...
But in New York, this is, I've got a little, you know, I've been reading about this a lot in New York City because the Sackler family, the daughter and I think maybe even the son, they live in Manhattan. And they've had paparazzi following them around. They're trying to siphon out as much money as possible before they declare bankruptcy.
Yeah, right, of course they are.
Yeah.
10 before the hour.
Hi.
hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
To have a visit with Warren Eckstein, who's your pet's best friend and one of my best friends. I think he's a fabulous radio personality, fabulous human being. Not a great runner, though. He's not really too good at that. Can't be good at everything. Can't be good at everything. Today is Rainbow Bridge Remembrance Day. We're going to talk about what that means, and sort of in the backdrop of National Dog Day, Warren, the focus on those, and this is not easy for you or for me, but I do think it's worth spending a moment on. So we'll get to that in a second. For those of you who enjoy riding around town with your best friend, man's best friend, your dog, buying the right car involves a number of considerations. Our pal Andy Solomon is here to help you make your next vehicle purchase a more dog-friendly choice.
For the sixth consecutive year, the experts at Autotrader.com are celebrating National Dog Day, August 26th, by naming the best cars for dog lovers. Brian Moody, executive editor at Autotrader.
Dogs are members of the family, and that's why we created a list to help car shoppers find the perfect vehicle for traveling with their four-legged friends. These cars include features geared to keep both humans and canine passengers comfortable, like a level cargo floor, rear air vents, and more.
Whether you're driving to the grocery store or taking a cross-country road trip, Auto Trader reminds pet owners to ensure the safety of their pets first and foremost.
A few standouts are the 2019 Honda Fit with its tall roof and versatile interior, making it the perfect budget-conscious dogmobile.
If you're looking for an open-air outdoor adventure for your pooch, the bold and rugged Jeep Wrangler is our off-road champ.
For the list of Auto Trader's 10 best cars for dog lovers of 2019, pet safety tips, and more, visit autotrader.com/dogday.
Warren Eckstein is here from the Pet Show on the DJV program. So today is Rainbow Bridge Remembrance Day. Well over half of us have pets, and a lot of these animals spend 15 or more years with us, part of our family, and when we lose one of them, it can be painful. It was for me with Charlotte. It was for you with your pal. And so I don't know whether I like paying attention to this or I don't. When I talked about it earlier, Warren, I was quite full of tears because, you know, it brings you back to... There's something fabulous about the concept of Rainbow Bridge. You know, there's a book. Yeah, go ahead.
It's a hope. It's a dream. It's something that everyone would really, really want. You know, who would not want to be able to, at one point, have their dog cross the Rainbow Bridge and at some point in the future, when it's their time, we meet again. I think that's just everyone's hope and everyone. But, you know, it's interesting you bring up Rainbow Bridge, and I'm such a, and you're going to bring tears to my eyes, but people don't understand, and I always get in trouble when I say this, that the relationship between people and pets is very often stronger than a relationship among two people or three
people.
And I try to explain that because you never, your dog or your cat, whatever pet you have, is always a positive. Yeah, there's some housebreaking problems at the beginning. Maybe you chewed your favorite shoe. But the majority of his life is kind of mellow and relaxing and enjoyment. Yeah. It's not like you're arguing, or don't go here or don't go there. So when you lose them, when you lose your dog or cat, it's more than just losing your dog and cat. It's actually losing part of your own soul at the same time. I honestly believe that. So with every dog you have, every cat you have that you have to say goodbye to that does cross the Rainbow Bridge, a part of you goes with them. And I'm not the most spiritual person in the world, but I do believe that sooner or later I will be reunited with a menagerie of animals, I'm sure, Doc.
Right. Well, I think in my case, there's no being ever been closer to me than Charlotte was. She was with me everywhere, you know, that just she was there. And that was the thing that I suppose maybe as humans, we long for that connection. We do. And so sometimes we're fortunate enough to find it in a human connection. But as long as you find it, what difference does it make where it comes from?
But your dog or your cat dog becomes part of you. So, in other words, other people don't become part of you. They're other people, and you might love them and adore them, but they're other people. But your dog or your cat actually becomes part of you. In other words, their personality, the way they act. You know, if I would spend time with someone's dog, I would know more about that person than they would want me to know because it's so much a part of them. So that Rainbow Bridge, I think it helps people say goodbye in a proper way.
Yeah, it does. I remember... when on the day that Charlotte died, I got a big container and I put her in ice to bring her home, and I pulled off to the side of the road to send Megan and Brendan and Meredith a note about her dying. And it had been a couple of hours, you know, I had sort of composed myself, and then I started thinking about the Rainbow Bridge thing, and it didn't go well for a while after that. But it's something to think about anyway. If you don't know that poem, just look it up. Google Rainbow Bridge. It'll give you a lot of peace when some animal you know, love, dies. 59 past the hour. Thanks, Warren.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive.
Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.